This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian forces pushed deeper into Ukraine's besieged and battered port city of Mariupol on Saturday. Heavy fighting shut down a major steel plant, and local authorities pleaded for more help from the West. The fall of Mariupol, the scene of some of the war's worst suffering, would mark a major battlefield advance for the Russians, who are largely bogged down outside major cities more than 3 weeks into the biggest land invasion in Europe since World War II. Details also began to emerge Saturday about a rocket attack that killed as many as 40 Marines in the southern city the previous day, according to a Ukrainian military official who spoke to the New York Times. A bipartisan group of the U.S. lawmakers are visiting Poland, and they say the most urgent need in Ukraine's fight against the Russian invasion is to equip the Ukraine military and support in every way so that it can defend the country's independence. The seven-member delegation, led by U.S. Congressman Stephen Lynch, a Democrat from Massachusetts, has visited reception centers for refugees from Ukraine and eastern Poland. Poland has accepted more than 2 million people fleeing war since Russia's February 24th invasion of Ukraine. The U.S. representatives on Saturday said that there is not enough room for peace talks over Ukraine as long as there is a hot war. The lawmakers came from Massachusetts, Texas, South Carolina, Maine, Texas, and Kansas. This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida arrived in New Delhi on Saturday and met with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi to discuss a unified approach to Ukraine. The Japanese leader was met with at the Air Force Station, where he was welcomed by traditional dancers. Ahead of the trip, Kishida said that since the Russian invasion of Ukraine coincides with the trip, he's emphasizing the importance of international unity and confirming that Japan and India are working together on various issues. India and Japan are a party to the Quadrilateral Security Dialogue, or Quad, a security framework that also includes the United States and Australia. Japan has imposed sanctions on dozens of Russian individuals and organizations since the Ukraine invasion that began on February 24th and has been receiving Ukrainian refugees. India, however, is the only one of the four Quad members that has not condemned the invasion. Hoping to restore at least some normalcy after fleeing the war in Ukraine, thousands of refugees waited in long lines in the Polish capital of Warsaw to receive local identification papers that will allow them to move on with their lives. Refugees started queuing by Warsaw's National Stadium overnight to get the coveted PESEL identity cards that allows them to work, live, go to school, and get medical care or social benefits for the next 18 months. Still, by mid-morning Saturday, many were told to come back another day. The demand was too high, even though Polish authorities had simplified the process. Poland has taken in more than 2 million refugees from Ukraine since Russia invaded on February 24th. Pope Francis released his long-awaited reform program of the Holy See bureaucracy on Saturday that envisions greater decision-making roles for the lady and it gives new institutional weight to efforts to fight clerical sex abuse. The 54-page text titled Praedicat Evangelium, Proclaiming the Gospel, replaces the founding constitution, Pastor's Bonus, that was penned by St. John Paul II in 1988. Francis was elected Pope in 2013 in large part on his promise to reform the bulky and inefficient Vatican bureaucracy, which acts as the organ of central governance for the 1.3 million, I should say billion-strong Catholic Church. He named a cabinet of cardinal advisors who have met periodically since the election to help him draft the changes. Recapping our top story, Russian forces continue to push deeper into Ukraine's besieged and battered port city of Mariupol on Saturday, where heavy fighting continues. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.